Headline: Sam Bankman-Fried was planning Tucker Carlson interview for years. Published at 1:51 p.m. UTC, March 7, 2025. In November of 2022, Sam Bankman-Fried's FTX was suddenly plunged into bankruptcy due to insolvency. Billions of dollars worth of customer assets had been spirited away into a variety of different investments, lost in hacks, and scattered between poorly accounted for digital wallets. Several executives would eventually plead guilty to crimes related to this enterprise, and CEO Bankman-Fried would be sentenced to 25 years in prison. In the process of Bankman-Fried's sentencing, the prosecution filed a document that Bankman-Fried created shortly after the collapse of FTX. The header for the document tells us, "Note, these are all random, probably bad ideas that aren't vetted, confidential." Further down, we see Bankman-Fried was already plotting a comeback, with one idea being Tucker Carlson sick, come out as Republican. The subnotes related to this idea suggest that Bankman-Fried would support this by focusing on the donations to Republicans, come out against the woke agenda, and talk about how the cartel of lawyers is destroying value. Bankman-Fried recently appeared on the Tucker Carlson Show in a surreal interview in which Carlson seemed excited about the idea of hanging out with accused sexual predator Sean Combs. During the course of this interview, Bankman-Fried talked about how he was making large donations to Republicans, how the behavior he saw in Washington, D.C. was what drove him to the Republican Party. And he accused the bankruptcy process of siphoning off tens of billions of dollars in value. Elsewhere in the document that prosecutors filed is a note where Bankman-Fried suggested part of his narrative would be that we could give value back to customers and the Chapter 11 team is destroying it. This accusation seems to come from Bankman-Fried's twisted view that the fact that the investments he made with misappropriated funds ended up appreciating, and thus the bankruptcy team's desire to convert various cryptocurrencies and investments into cash, was the tens of billions of dollars he imagined them siphoning. Bankman-Fried is still following, almost to the letter, a list of random, probably bad ideas as his parents reportedly seek a pardon. This recording is AI-generated. Get more crypto news at protos.com.